You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it.
If you're going to relate to one of the New York housewives, who do you feel like you relate to the most? I feel like me and you are Sonia and Ramona.
Yes.
I'm Ramona and you're Sonia. Like,
you're shitting on the floor?
Yeah, I just spilled my makeup, silly.
Yeah, no, that is like, and like bickering. Yeah. They'll bicker.
They bicker all the
and
time.
And they'll always throw each other under the bus, but then at the end of the day, they're always by each other's side.
Literally.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me, even though you hate me today.
Seriously, we could not be disagreeing on more things if we tried.
Yeah, we're not flowing. We're not vibing.
No.
Everything. I'm like, I've been gaslighting you today and everything. Yeah,
and I've been calling you out on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
I want to make Anzac Day cookies. I hate Anzac Day cookies. And it's just been like that all day.
All day. The only thing we could agree on was that club sandwiches are awesome.
Yeah, I will take a club sanger any day. I remember when I used to go traveling for work when I was at PA, every place that I'd go to, because I could only
the room service,
but I could only eat like once a day because it was like work hectic. Like a dog. Yeah. Yeah. So, and I was like, what is the most substantial thing that
you get protein in it. You have an egg in there. You've got chicken, carbs.
There's a bit of salt.
Vegetables.
Yeah. Like
aioli. Yeah.
Chips, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
So I lived off club sangers when I was in Tasmania.
They are, honestly, nothing hits. I think some of the most like top five feelings in the world, like as a human.
Where's this going? It's when you eat a club sanger.
Obviously, some of these things is, you know, things like, you know, I'm assuming birthing your first child and that, you know, that feeling. But for me, one of those feelings is being on a hot holiday, like in a Queensland or Bali, something that's really hot. You're by the pool, you've been swimming all day, you're tired, you've had a few cocktails in. And then you get delivered to your poolside a club sanger. And you just like stop your swimming, come out, eat your club sanger. Yeah. That is a top tier feeling.
That's top five. Top five feelings.
That
in the
is
world.
Just an ultimate feeling.
Yeah.
I think. No, I'm living.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I am living my best life. Anyway, I just had a club sandwich at the Barrow Hills Community Club. Didn't hit as good as what it does poolside.
Yeah.
It was really fucking good. And I had a hot dog. I blew out.
Well, summer's over.
Yeah.
And it's what the baby wants.
It is. So, it is. Yeah. Yep. I don't know how long I can use that excuse for. Exactly another.
When she's 3 years old. It's what the baby wants.
It's what the baby I'm eating for two. She's like, Mum, give me food.
No.
No, it's mine.
Have your apple juice and your fucking yogurt squeegee bottle.
Squeegee bottle. Oh, but yeah.
Holy mackerel. Well, are you on a better trajectory than what you were last week?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Like, I don't really have any updates to report.
Okay, great.
I did went and did a yoga class last night.
How did that go?
It was good. So I have one of my goals this year was to get back into some yoga events because I did them quite often back in the day.
Yeah.
And I haven't in a long time and I don't feel very zen at the moment. Mm. I feel very like consumed and a bit chaotic. So
that's
understandable.
Yeah.
I want to get back to just some grounding, feeling a bit more zen. So I booked a couple of yoga events.
Mm.
One of them, was last night. It wasn't my best because I thought I need to eat something beforehand because it went from 6:30 to 8:30 and in Croydon. So I didn't go home till like 9, bit of an awkward time.
Mm.
So I thought, what's something light? I'm going to have Subway. But I had a Subway with like ranch dressing and stuff all over it. So as soon as I had it, I'm like, oh no, I'm going to get like bloated or heartburn or something. So to beat the bloating, I made a hot lemon drink to quickly drink on the way there. But of course that was going to ramp up the heartburn.
Yeah.
And the heartburn is something that I've been very much struggling with as of late, and it was not fun to be doing yoga and suffering with severe indigestion coming up the throat. Also, as you can see, I've got like F cup boobs at the moment. And I could not even lay on my stomach because the boobs were so pushed up into my body. So I was so uncomfortable. So it was like you had to lay on your stomach for some things. The boobs, I couldn't do it. So I had to lay on my side, the indigestion, I was burping. I had the indigestion bubble started to go downwards.
Yikes.
And I was like, that's
only coming out one way.
I can't be burping and farting at yoga. It was very, highly uncomfortable. So I spent a lot of it in like just this really tense trying not to throw up.
Yeah. Which is so counteractive of what yoga should be.
Exactly. Yeah. And then even at one point, like, one of my nostrils got a bit blocked and got a bit sniffly. Fuck. And everyone was like dead silent, laying on their backs. I was in like rigor mortis because I was trying to like be comfortable. And then I had this little sniffly nose and I didn't think anyone could hear it. But then the yoga teacher comes up to me at the end and goes, "Oh, your poor sniffling nose." And I'm
don't call me out on it. No. Like,
fuck. And then it was in, it was actually in an Anglican church, which was... Yeah, I looked a bit spooky when I went in there because it was like in a church and it was...
Well, when you did, you sent it to me and you said, oh, it's in like you spend the whole time in the corpse pose.
Well, you called it a corpse pose. It's actually called Shavasana.
It does say corpse pose in the description. Oh, does it? Yes. I didn't get that from nowhere. It says corpse pose. So corpse pose in the church is a little bit eerie.
Yeah.
And I would have been scared too and probably also my guts would have been rocking because I would have been very like... Well, one, I should be in a church. Two, I'm doing the corpse pose.
The corpse pose, yeah. The corpse pose is what that's what I struggled with the most. And because where it was, location-wise, not only was it in Croydon, you know that just the ginormous main road, the South Road and the turnoffs and everything. So the whole time was like...
Wrong location.
And I was like, I can't concentrate right now. All I can think about is my indigestion and the traffic outside. So... I'm hoping the next one's going to be a bit better, but hey, I did it.
Great.
I went. I did feel better afterwards. Like I did feel more relaxed, against the odds. But my next one next weekend is womb yoga.
Right. How fitting.
So it's it might be a bit more woo-woo than, you know, the other ones. I have done a similar thing before where we've had to hold our wombs and gyrate our hips in circles.
Right.
It's about connecting with the female body.
Something I wouldn't know a lot about.
Do you want to come? Scared.
And something I don't want to learn more about.
So anyway, that'll be interesting, but I'm looking forward to it.
Great.
So that's me at the moment.
That sounds...
You watch, I'm going to be made redundant, I'll be jobless, and I'll be a hippie.
Yikes. The trifecta.
Stop the showers.
Stop the pod, recast.
Stop the pod, recast. Get the dreadies out.
That is not on brand with what I want.
Anyway, oh, wow. How are you?
I'm doing quite well this week. I've had all of this week off, which has been great.
That is great.
What secured have you done? More Lady Gaga tickets. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. For the second show. And then I went for a big fuck off walk yesterday.
Yeah, love that.
I'm trying to get into the zone now that I've got like big events coming up, one being the 30th. And now the back-to-back Lady Gaga concerts
it's coming up quick.
December, yeah. We're halfway there.
October and December,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I know you probably want to talk about this as well. I have been trying to woo ChatGPT into telling me how to get Ozempic without a prescription.
Yep.
And other methods.
And is it giving you hints?
No. It said try intermediate fasting.
Right. Try seeing a psychologist. Yes.
And just going down the natural route, which I don't have time for. And then I've been now on like weight loss TikTok, where they're all like reviewing all the different medications and stuff like that. And it turns out it's very hard to get in Australia if you, one, don't have diabetes or if you're not...
obese.
Yes. But what? I'm teetering.
Like, you're not?
I feel like I could go and be like... I don't want the food noise. Can you please give it to me?
Your body dysmorphia is raging.
Look, we won't get into
that. But we're not going to get into that.
Yeah. That's a different kind of podcast.
Yeah.
But that's where I've been this week.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Right. Yeah. Very in your head and begging ChatGPT.
Yeah. And look, she's not been very helpful.
ChatGPT is going to report you to the local GPs. Do not serve this man.
And you know, when it like... I've not seen this happen before, but I've been kind of bullying it to
that's
like...
That's why it's not helping you.
Yeah, because it says like thinking or loading. And I'm like, normally it spits it out straight away, but it's like, it's trying to fight me.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have an account?
No.
That would also be why. I have an account.
I don't want it to track me if I'm trying to do something illegal, Ozempic illegally.
Well, did you know that if you don't have an account, it doesn't give you smarter answers?
Yes.
An account is free.
Well, I'll use yours.
Okay, you can use mine.
Yeah.
I use mine. I've just started using it for more like, it's really bad actually. I've been, this is going to put psychologists out of jobs, but like I've been, whenever I'm in my head, I like spit it out to ChatGPT and it is like, comes back to me with the most like compassionate, empathetic human responses. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, they're always, I read the response and I feel so much better. Like I was chatting to it yesterday. We're having a bit of a back and forth. And even like it comes back to me and says, you're thinking about this exactly the right way. Thoughtful, informed, and weighing the balance between reassurance and risk. Love, heart. And then it's like full on, like amazing. Like it just made me feel so much better.
I don't read those parts. I'll ask her the question and then I read part, like the part where it tries to be personal. And then yeah. I'm like, give me the fucking answer. Like, I don't care about the chit-chat. I'm blunt.
No, I need rude. I want the chit-chat.
No, I want, and I always say simplify. Mm-hmm. Make this shorter so I can understand.
Well, I use that for work, but yeah, at the moment I'm using it for like, you know, hey, ChatGPT.
You're
like,
using this is it my as issue. A friend.
As a friend.
Yikes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because yeah, you're sure. not giving me anything.
Well, I don't
you're
really have
You're not giving
much.
Me the answers that I want. So
someone's got to.
You go on my history and it's like... How to cut my best friend off.
Hey, chat, do you want to go to lunch today? And then you just make breakfast at home. Lunch at home.
We're absolute best friends at the moment. I could not live my life without ChatGPT anymore. And even, like, it's even given me this beautiful, like, journal prompts.
Right. Well, after I need to use it.
All right, you can use mine.
Yeah, because I'm not getting what I want from my free version.
Okay, for sure.
Let's get into why we're really here, which is we're almost nearing the end.
We are almost nearing the end of Sydney.
The last show.
I know. Then what are we going to do? Season break.
Season
That's
one.
The end of the podcast.
Yeah. Season one will be taking, well, finished.
Yeah.
Because.
Oh, bloody hell. It's a long season, isn't it?
It fucking is. But did you know what? Today or this episode is actually going to be episode 30.
Wow.
And I've actually got a game to play after.
Okay.
But we'll go through that after once we recap Sydney.
Excellent. Sydney, what was the one standout moment from you of the episode?
I'm going to say probably the end when... I'm going to say I want to start it off with a bit of an apology to Martine. Because I feel like we went in quite hard with her last week and not really... we kind of were like, oh, something's happened, but we didn't know.
Yeah.
I think it was her mum. Her mum had passed away.
What about when Chrissy this episode was like, where's Martine? Like, oh, she's not here. Oh, she's not here. Like, what'd she say? She was like, she's not a very good friend then, is she? And they're like, oh, no, she's got things going on at the moment. Like,
completely oblivious.
Like, everyone jumped on it. She's like, she's not a very good friend. I was like, oh, my God.
But also, like, we didn't know as viewers either. So it does explain why she would kind of be less tolerant to
all
of the drama, which makes a lot more sense now because that would be fucking hard.
You never know what's happening
in people's world. Yeah, so... I will say that's probably my biggest... Oh, fuck. Whoops.
Yeah.
So, okay. Hope
well,
she's doing
well.
That
doesn't answer my question.
Well, it should.
I asked what was your biggest highlight of this episode.
Oh, not highlight. I thought you said standout.
Yeah, standout moment. From okay.
Well, that was a standout. Highlight, standout. Different. Right. Again, disagreeing.
We are hating each other today. Mine was Kate and Eddie.
Oh.
I thought, oh my God. Fucking... pissing myself. Obviously, for those who are like, what? It's when Kate babysits Eddie, her friend's kid. Wouldn't even say a friend. She looks like just an acquaintance.
I was going to say,
a customer or a client.
Who the hell is this?
I don't know. But she's like, oh, he's at the vet all the time. So anyway, I was fucking pissing myself. And honestly, it was like looking into the future of you and my kid. The conversation in the back of the car had me fucking howling when she was like, you should ask your parents for a dog. And he's like, I have a cat. She's like, do you remember when he had two cats? One of them died though, didn't they? That's very sad. And he's like, why'd they die? She goes, oh, I don't know. And I was like, oh my God.
Like, did she
Kate.
Put it down?
I don't know.
Oh God.
But it's just like watching her try to
interact.
Have a conversation with the child is just going to be you. Like, hello.
Yeah. It's, I can't talk. I can't do baby talk. Like,
no,
it's just you'll... all, it's like.
So back in 2008, Lady Gaga released this album.
She released now, the fame. Now,
this was a pivotal moment in everyone's life.
And mine.
Now, come on, keep up.
I'm showing it the abracadabra video clip.
I come back from important. Your baby seat. She's like dressed in rainbow.
Yeah, she's got a leotard on. Oh, God. Yeah. Also, I was like, oh, surely they've like told this kid to act up. But like, I don't know if they'd be telling it to fucking sucker punch it in the in the face.
Do you know what?
Oh, my God.
So I agree with Terry when Terry came and she's like, looking after a friend's kid is like different. So much different.
Yeah.
And it so is, because even like I've been in situations where I've had to, whether I'm looking after or with a friend's kid, and it's not the same. Like, you do feel awkward. And even like how all the other kids were just playing on their own and she was the only adult being like, come on, Eddie, let's go. But because you kind of feel obliged to, but then it's like, they don't want to like play with you kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So it is, it's an awkward like interaction. But it was so funny. Like, even just when Terry got there and like, just how much more natural Terry was like, come on, Eddie. And Kate's like in the ball pit.
Even Kate and Terry were talking for a bit and then they turn around and he's strangling some other child in the ball pit. I'm like, who is this demon?
That kid is a cunt. he would have been, he's painful. Oh, he's a painful, my
God,
painful child.
Just terrible experiment. My God.
Yeah, anyway. And of course that's going to be contraceptive for you. Like, that would be contraceptive 100%. For anyone.
Yep. Yeah. But it is very different, you know. And Kate said, you know, if this was mine, I'd be ripping it around.
Literally. Fucking, and I'd be, I'd be like that too. I'd be booting him up the ass, chugging him straight in the car. You can't do that when it's your friend's kids.
No, unfortunately. But watch me do that.
Yeah, you will be like that with me.
Right. You fucking ruined it.
Mummy will be very disappointed in you. I'm getting on the phone to her.
I'm just going to yell at you again.
Like when you basically physically abuse my dog.
Okay.
You're like patting him on the couch and then I look and you're squeezing his ear.
I don't think that happened. Why? That's hypothetical. That never happened.
What about when he went to run out of the house and grabbed him by the tail and dragged him back into the house?
Okay, now that is different. I can explain that. Because
by the tail.
That cunt has escaped before and it is like trying to capture, like, it's impossible.
Yeah, when we had the bacon.
Throwing in bacon on the road as he's trying to dart around us to escape the street.
Yeah.
I saw that happen. He was directly in front of me and I heard that door open and he started to bolt. And the only thing I could grab was the tail. And I only grabbed the tail and then he stopped and turned around at me. And then I was like, you're coming back inside. So, you know, let's not call it abuse because it wasn't. I was actually trying to, if I let him go, he could have got hit by a car.
True. Okay. It's not RSPCA, physical abuse. RSPCA,
do not come for me. No, it was not physical abuse. I did not squeeze his ear on purpose.
Only mentally abuse, calling him fat cunt every time he walks past.
That I will confirm I did do that. Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And continue to do that because.
You've given him the nickname Chungus.
Yeah. He hasn't gotten any slimmer. Just like me.
That's why you guys get along so well. That's why I love you so much.
It's two negatives.
Two negatives do not make a positive.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Okay. Well, let's go to Kate digging into Caroline. Like, digging into her past. I felt sad when I watched this. And because it cuts to, obviously, Nicole and Caroline's catch up. And Caroline gets quite upset about the things that are happening in her life as well. Cuts to Kate's as well. Things that are happening in her life with, like, you know, her egg freezing and her, like, dad and whatnot. And I feel, like, sad for them too. Because I just feel like there's so much miscommunication between them. And they both have hurt each other. Mm. And they both won't acknowledge it. But there's so much like unspoken stuff and it's like they're both just dug their heels in, but I feel sad because I feel like they're both hurt by each other, but none of them will admit that.
Yeah.
They just keep pointing the finger at the other one.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad because I do feel like they would have a really good friendship, but I just can't see them repairing it because they just... like, they're refusing to kind of acknowledge that. And it just made me a bit sad because you can both see they've both got a lot going on.
Yeah.
And they're not communicating that with each other.
Oh, well, they'll both be able to relate to so much. Like, Kate's dad passing away and then Caroline, like, relating to that because her mum's probably, you know, not well. I also see, I'm predicting a new friendship between Martine and Caroline, because I think they'll both bond over losing their mums.
Yeah, okay. And possibly, I feel like, losing Kate. I can't see Kate and Martine lasting, like, as a friendship.
Oh, yeah, no. So, I was like, where's Kate going?
because even with the whole, like, Martine and Kate catching up at the near the like start of the episode, I think Martine is terrified of Kate. And I think she likes her and she likes that friendship. But I also think Martine is very intimidated by Kate. Mm. I don't know whether it's like because of the history with Kate, but I think Kate can be quite an intimidating person. She's very like, blunt. She does come up very blunt and very strong. And I do think Martine was backpedaling to stay on Kate's side in that conversation because obviously, when it flashed back to that conversation that all the girls had without Kate about kids and that adult maturation and blah, 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 and how she kind of threw Chrissy under the bus with that, I don't think that came from Chrissy. Like, Chrissy
Well, you
was,
saw later on that Chrissy was disagreeing with everything
exactly.
she was
and
saying.
Exactly, and Chrissy was saying, you know, like, I know lots of wonderful people who have kids and have lived a wonderful life kind of thing, and they're amazing people. But my team was the one that was going, well, Jordan Peterson says this and, you know, blah, blah, blah. She was the one that was pushing that agenda, not Chrissy.
Yeah.
Chrissy made comments about how she's a whole different person since having kids, which is fine. Like, that's a normal comment for someone to make. But it was actually Martine. And I think Martine, she could have just been honest and said that, well, she didn't know, she didn't have a relationship with Kate then. She didn't know Kate.
Mm.
She didn't know her as a person. And if she was to have that conversation now, she wouldn't say that acknowledging Kate. But she didn't know her back then. So she can own it and apologize for it. But instead of doing that, she's just trying to deflect it and stay
and
on Kate's good
onto Chrissy.
Side.
Yeah. So, but it's also very similar to what Kate did to her at the start when she judged her straight away by saying she's another trophy wife that does nothing and has nothing, blah, blah, blah. And now she's backpedaled.
Mm.
Same thing with Martine with Kate before she knew Kate.
Yeah.
So it's just like I feel like they've both done the same thing to each other but haven't known it yet until but now watched it back, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that friendship will fall apart, and I think Martine and Caroline will bond because it looks like they're going through similar things.
Yep, agreed. Love the cameo from the Shopo gal.
There, so I have some things to talk about with this. So Shopo and then the other podcaster, Margarita.
What'd you say?
Her name is Margarita.
Who?
That had caught up with Caroline. Do your eyes glaze over during that?
Sorry? Who caught up with Caroline?
Margarita is her name.
Okay.
And she's like a podcaster. If you go into Caroline's Instagram.
Yeah.
Margarita.
Yeah.
You'll see that she was on there.
Yep.
But what I find interesting is that we've had these two new...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I remember now.
These two new women come onto this show, not really as part of anything, like they kind of just come on, talk about their business, but they've also kind of, the women, like either Caroline or Sally, have vented to these two women about the girls and they kind of have an opinion on them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is this kind of like an intro to who we might see next season?
I don't think so.
No?
Maybe the podcaster, but I can't see the Shopo girl coming on.
I don't know. She was opinionated about Martine, so.
I just can't see her as a house. Also, I think she's too young.
Is she?
She's quite young still, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Nothing to wrap that up with.
I do love her though. I think she's cool.
Yeah.
I think she's got a good success story. Like I think Shopo is a really cool, like I don't know why, but I've seen her like story a few times of like how she was at uni and she was kind of, or worked in finance or something. And then she actually got made redundant or didn't have a job at all, but she pretended like she did. And she was starting her own like backyard business somewhere, which was like,
it sounded very similar to you.
Yeah, this is why I love her so much. But she would put on a corporate outfit every day because she lived at her parents' house and her like parents. She also had that kind of like, was obviously raised in like that Asian household as well, with those really high expectations of what that success looks like.
Yeah.
So that's why she said she never told her parents about her wanting to start a business that was like a failure business at the start, but she would put on a corporate outfit and take the bus to work every single day, but she'd never go to work. She didn't have a job and she would be working on her business. And then like, look at what happened. So Shopo like birthed from this garage and now it's like this multi-million dollar business.
So many businesses start off like that actually sparked something in me because I think who was talking about the buses, like last time someone caught a bus on there. I can't remember who was talking about it, but it got me thinking, when was the last time you caught a bus?
Not that long ago, because I work in the city.
Correct.
Why?
Well, I haven't caught a bus since I was in uni. I dropped out. Forgot
you went to uni.
Yeah, well, I dropped
out. For how long?
I went there for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I dropped out because I had to catch a bus.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. I hate catching a bus. I stopped catching it maybe like a year ago and just started driving because I'm not in the city all the time. Mm. But before that, I used to catch a bus in the city every time I went to the city.
I can't. I remember doing it and I was like, I have to make it work some other way. Like, yeah. And then I just quit uni.
Yeah. You couldn't drive to uni?
Too expensive.
Yeah. And then for back then, because you went straight from high school, didn't you?
Yeah. Biggest regret. But I, as in even doing it for 2 weeks, I do not need to go to uni.
No.
And I didn't need to.
Thanks for that, because I went to uni and I don't use my degree.
So sorry.
And it's a bloody waste of time.
So if anyone's finished high school, forget it.
But yeah, I respect the Shopo girl. I wish I was a hustler like her. I am whatever the opposite of a hustler is. That's me. And that's how I know.
What would you call that?
I don't know, but that's how I know I'll never be a highly, highly successful person because I am the laziest cunt in the world. I can't do it. But I respect the hustle and I respect people that do it. Like, I'm like,
you can acknowledge it.
I very much acknowledge it.
Yeah.
I cannot. I've been getting out of bed and getting back into bed with a coffee lately.
I mean, I feel like that's quite normal for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I'd say you're pregnant, so you get a pass.
True. I've got, as soon as I got that positive test, that was my pass for everything.
Yeah, cut everything off. I'm giving up.
Quit the gym, quit everything.
Yeah, made redundant. Oh, this is so bad.
Oh, okay. It's fine.
Fuck. Oh, anyway, we sneezed and then Sally was back from the UK. I feel like she was only over there for a very short amount of time.
Yeah, from the UK straight back to Priceline.
Yeah. Oh, that Priceline shot as well.
Like, oh, when they're like, do you want us to help you? The girl's like, no.
More
thanks.
Stage. Yeah. Like, oh, we've got the perfect shot of the promo and the little greeter at the front.
Yeah.
They're at the end of the aisle, fully stocked. Yeah. They've gotten the
Priceline girl with the full beat.
Yeah.
Like, she knew she was on TV.
Yeah. Yeah. And so nervous, but good on her. But wow, what a product placement for Priceline.
Yeah.
Best looking Priceline I've ever seen. Pink building.
Yeah, literally. Like, Priceline pink.
I do have one last thing before we jump off of Sydney.
Okay.
Chrissy's back from Europe and we had that lunch, the UK lunch when Sally returned. Do you think Chrissy was playing dumb saying that Caroline didn't tell her about the tennis and luncheon? That all the other women were surprised that she had nothing? Like, she had no knowledge of it all.
She would have had knowledge of it.
Yeah. So, do you think
Nicole went?
Yeah. Nicole went.
Yeah.
And apparently she caught up with Caroline, but Caroline didn't tell her about everything that went on.
Yeah, she would have. She is playing dumb.
So, she was playing dumb.
Yep, I think so.
I thought it was funny how Kate kind of comes up with this whole thing that she's Googled.
Yes, Caroline.
What do you think of the weight behind that? Like, the fake degree.
Do
you care?
I don't care, no. But Kate definitely cared a lot.
Because she's got a degree.
And she's just trying to find ammo, I think, at the moment on Caroline. Like, her saying Caroline is the most foe of all foe.
Mm.
Even if you lied about a fucking degree, whatever. Like, you know.
And was that the name as well that she lied about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, who cares?
But who cares? Yeah. And also, for you to go digging into someone, that's a bit pathetic. Like, yeah.
I just loved the throwaway comment that Chrissy said, like, what have you Googled about me?
Yeah, literally.
My associate diploma. The longest student in TAFE. I love how she can just make fun of herself.
Yeah, literally. Because
she knows that Kate's probably Googled her.
And that's the funniest part about the Australian Housewives franchise is they reference things like TAFE and stuff and, like, know that it's, like, you know, like, one of the bogan things to do. And they're always, like, just poking fun at it.
They'll spray themselves every time.
I love it.
Next week, they look like they're all together again. And there was one one-liner that stood out to me when Caroline said the train for I don't give a fuck a stan.
Oh, yes. Has left.
And I was like,
huh? She loves these little puns that she's creating lately.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But I'm just disappointed with how fragmented this season's been. Like, they've not all been together.
Yeah, that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they're like, always traveling and away. And
but it's not all of them.
No.
Yeah, it's just like...
Aren't you supposed to lock in for this? This is like filming time.
Yeah. Like, aren't you getting paid to be there?
Yeah, literally.
So...
I can't see my team coming back next season.
No, I reckon it would have been too hard.
Yeah.
Just wrong timing for her,
I feel. Yeah, I don't think she's enjoyed it as much as she thought she would have. Because even the difference between her now versus episode one is huge.
Yes, agree.
Like, episode one, she was great. And we both had really good vibes with her. And she's just hating it.
I don't know if her mum passing was during filming. Like, that just would have been terrible.
Yeah.
And would explain a lot to why she was maybe so absent from the group. But, yeah, I don't know if she'll be back. I'd like to see an old OG return.
Yeah.
Maddie.
Yeah. Yeah. She'd be so good.
Victoria.
Yeah.
The other old Victoria. Oh.
Yeah.
She'll never come back. Moving on from Sydney, I've got a little game for you.
Okay.
So since this is the 30th episode,
mm-hmm.
I have a game where I'm going to call out 30 iconic phrases that the Housewives have said, varying from Beverly Hills, New York, Salt Lake City, Melbourne, and Sydney. Okay. So you're going to know them all.
Yep.
But you just have to get it in, you know, the quickest time.
Okay.
I'm going to say them very quickly.
What so am you I have guessing?
To, you have to guess who said it.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, should have been clearer with that.
And is there 30 of them?
30 catchphrases, but we're going to go through them quickly.
Yeah, you'd want to hope so.
Can I have your phone so I can use the timer?
Okay. 1 minute for every answer. Half an hour blows out on the podcast.
No, I reckon some of them are quite easy and some of them are a little bit harder. You can say skip, but okay. That'll add some time.
If you go
time.
Skip, can I come back?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, number one. You stole my goddamn house.
Kim.
Can I Spock?
Lydia.
I'm shaking. I'm physically shaking.
Pass.
Who is Hunky Dory?
Kathy.
I've already had a stiffy this morning and I'm not talking Sorry? About this drink.
Oh, Chrissy.
Oh my God, I'm in 17C.
Lisa?
Yes. Oof, you're so angry.
Oh, Lisa.
Yeah, the other one.
I needed the other one.
You've had the same hairdo for 20 years.
Brandy.
I think you actually suffer from paranoia.
Skip. Pass.
Just listen to me, sugardaddy.com.
Petit Fleur.
Yep. I'm asking you a question, you dumb fat bitch.
Janet.
Money can't buy you class.
Pass.
True Munchausen syndrome.
Is that Lisa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say it, forget it, write it, regret it.
Oh. Pass.
Tom's house got broken into.
Erica.
Insignificant ass hair.
Gina.
I'll tell you how I'm doing not well, bitch.
Dorinda.
Yep. Is your jacket upside down?
Dorit.
I don't look like I've got a high body count and I don't dress like I've got a high body count.
Angie.
Yep. Moses departing the Red Sea in a pink bikini to get me to trust her again.
Oh, pass.
Mention it all.
Bethany.
The wind I can't blow away.
Pass.
It's been a pretty hideous time, really. Worse than eating cat food, quite frankly. I fucked that up.
Gina?
Correct.
Oh.
Against the odds. I've worked with the homeless. I've worked with the toothless.
Dorit.
No.
Oh. Kyle.
No.
Kathy.
Correct. You smell like hospital.
Mary Cosby. You smell like a hospital.
You walked in with your Herman Munster shoes.
Luann.
Correct. How could you do this to me? Question mark.
Luann.
It's 2.5 years later, darling.
Janet.
You can go, little girl.
Mary.
Be cool. Don't be all uncool.
Luann.
Correct. All right. I've stopped you there at 2:13.
I did better than I thought I was going to do.
That was good. Yeah.
There were some passes I did though. So what were they?
I'm going to come back to them now and I'll start the clock again. You can do one more round. Of the ones that you didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. We're doing it again.
The whole thing.
Okay, hold on. So you've only... I've just gone back off of memory. So don't gaslight me and say that you got these when you didn't. But you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
That you passed on. So I'm going to start the clock again and we're going to go from the ones that you didn't get. Okay. All right, ready? I'm shaking. I'm physically shaking.
I don't know that one.
That was Lisa Barlow.
Okay.
I think you actually suffer from paranoia.
Gina?
Correct. Yes. Money can't buy you class.
Is it a Salt Lake City one?
No.
I don't know.
Luann.
Oh.
The song. Say it, forget it, write it, regret it.
This was a recent one, and I can't remember. I'm very sorry. What is it?
That was Dorinda.
Oh.
Moses departing the Red Sea.
Caroline. In a pink.
Correct.
Yep.
The wind I can't blow away.
Don't know.
Lydia.
Oh.
So, all in all...
Not too bad.
2 minutes and 53 seconds to go through 30. That's not bad.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Thanks for participating with that. Yep.
Thank you.
Anything else that you've been watching?
I actually... So, did you ever watch the OG America's Next Top Model?
Yes.
Back in the day.
I don't... Like, I do remember some pretty fucked things that they did in that show.
Yeah.
Like, knocking fucking gaps in that chick's teeth. Do you remember that?
Yeah, they made her gap
permanent
bigger.
Gap.
Yeah. No, she already had a gap. They just
but
made it,
was
it bigger.
Fucked.
Yeah.
Like, made it even bigger.
Yeah, the makeovers are the best episodes.
Hacking at the chick's hair.
Yeah.
Oh.
The makeovers were my favorite episodes. But anyway, I like grew up on America's Next Top Model. I loved it. It was like my favorite reality show. And it's so funny because like looking back on that, so many reality shows these days are like so like based on that. Mm. Like I look at that show and then I look at like RuPaul's and I'm like, so much of like that inspo has come from like America's Next Top Model kind of thing. Like I love it. But anyway, I stumbled across something the other day because it's one of those shows because it's so old. Or when I say, actually it is old because it's like over 20 years old.
Mm.
So you just can't, it's not on any streaming services. Like you can't find it anywhere.
Probably for good reason.
Yeah, literally. But sometimes all I want to do is just sit and watch like those real nostalgic, easy background shows. And I was on random streaming service the other day, but 10 Play, the free one, Channel 10.
Not sponsored, by the way.
And they have an America's Next Top Model channel, a whole channel that only plays America's Next Top Model over and over and over and over again, like season at a time, season by season, and then it starts again.
What a horrible loop to be in if you're suffering with your body image.
I should not be suggesting this to
you
right now.
No.
But anyway, I found it yesterday and it was just so funny because I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then I was watching it this morning as well. So it started, I was watching Cycle 6. And it's so funny with how problematic this TV show was. Like there is so many moments that you like are physically cringing at the screen. But back then you just did not see anything wrong with it. Like there was nothing wrong with it. Tyra would call out the skinniest people of being fat, like the photo shoots that they made them do were absolutely wild. And the girls just did it and they're so young.
And they copped it.
Like, they copped it.
There was one, even with the Australian one, so this Australian one that really sticks out to me when they show all the models arriving and all of the judges are like out the back watching them walk through the airport
on
or
the
something.
Secret cameras and stuff.
Yeah, and then one of them was like, oh, like muffin top.
I'm pretty sure
Alex
and she
Perry.
Was, and
Alex,
she was fine. Yeah. And she was like a size 8.
And then one of the models comes up to him and goes, oh, big feet, transgender feet. And I was like...
Well, even this morning, like one of the ones I was watching, one of the girls was like auditioning and they have to obviously like, pitch themselves.
Oh,
and
God.
She's like this massive, I don't know, the American politics. She's either liberal or against liberal, whichever one it's like. She
Democrat,
was.
Republic.
I don't know. But anyway, she was like, I don't like gay people. I don't like Muslims. I don't like black people. I was like, girl. And she's just like outing this. Like, and she was talking to the other girls and she's saying that, oh, at my audition, she's like, there was like over half black people. And the two black girls in the car looked at her and they're like, what's your point? She's like, well, I just thought there'd be like more white people, but like it was more black people than white people, but there's more white people in the world than black people. And I was like, shut your
fucking
mouth.
Oh my
fucking
God. God.
But like, it was just, it was such a different time for TV back then.
It really was.
But I did find a funny article and it's only five, so I want to share them with you, but it's five of the most problematic things that happened on America's Next Top Model. And reading through these is actually hilarious because it's like, this is so funny. And also, fun fact about Tyra Banks, did you know what she's doing now?
What's she doing?
She has an ice cream brand in Bondi Beach.
Like our Bondi Beach?
Yeah.
An ice cream brand?
Ice cream. It's called Smize Cream. You know when she used to do like Smize?
Does she live here?
I don't know if she lives here, if she just has her ice cream brand here, but that she has an ice cream. That's random. What she does now.
What the hell?
Yeah. Crazy. Anyway.
Okay. Sorry.
So this one, number one, when Tyra Banks told a model to tone down her sexuality. So this is cycle five, when Kim opened up about her sexuality, was a very historic moment for that representation. Mm-hmm. Because back in, that was in 2005.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have seen that.
No.
And Tyra Banks goes, or the girl goes, I want to be out, like I'm gay and I'm proud of it. And, you know, that's it. And Tyra goes, I think that's a certain thing of being proud. Like, you know, I'm black and I'm proud. You know what I mean? But I'm not walking down the red carpet going, I'm black.
Fuck.
Tyra, girl.
Read the room. But you know what's fucked? Probably her white producer told her to say that. Like,
she just like... She just did her own thing. She was just manic. She was crazy.
Fucking hell.
So funny. And then she had the two J's, Miss J and J Alexander.
And the one that was always wearing the most clapped shit, I was like, I'm not taking any critique from you.
Which one was it, Miss J or J Alexander? J Alexander was the one with the silver hair, short silver hair. And then Miss J was the tall Miss black J. guy that would do the runways with them and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, this one. So this one happened twice, the reoccurring grief exploration. So on two occasions in ANTM's history, models with friends who had recently passed away were asked to pose like corpses. So one model in cycle four was told to pose in a literal grave just moments after learning that her friend died in real life.
Also, that was you last night.
Yeah, at the pose. Yoga. And then this one, model Kathleen, was told she could sit out the challenge if she needed to, but she was also told that it would affect her placement in the competition. So she had to. And then it happened again in cycle eight when JL's friend died of a drug overdose. And then the next photo shoot, they had to pose as corpses and her corpse died from a drug overdose.
Too How close to home.
Fucked is that?
Oh my God. How like, that is truly like traumatic.
And it happened
traumatic.
On the show. So she got a phone call on the show. I remember this in like the diary room and she was so upset about this what happened to her friend. And the next photo shoot, this was the photo shoot theme and that was what they made it.
That is fucked.
I know.
Didn't she do one time when she split the cast up by who was going through and who wasn't? It was kind of like a Mr. G thing.
Yes, she did.
And she was, what did she say to them again?
She was like that disappointment when she was like, amping up the
one that didn't get through. Yes. And then
yeah, and then really disappointed for the team that didn't. And then she's like, you guys are going through.
Oh my God, like,
you're not in the show. It's the other group.
Surely Mr. G was inspired by that. Also, Mr. G doing a podcast.
Oh, we can talk about that. That's so disappointing. I'm so upset.
I would be turning that around and be like, oh, just kidding. I'm going to do a show.
Yeah, amount of backlash he got, people saying, it better not be a podcast. And then he dropped the podcast and turned all the comments off on his social media. And also, Mr. G is looking clapped. He is old as fuck. I mean, it's like 20 years later.
20 years later, darling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
Yeah. Anyway, back to me.
Sorry.
Number three.
You're not finished yet. How many more do we have?
Only five in total.
Oh, okay. So we're 3 out of 5?
Yes.
Two more?
Yes. Okay. Three more, because this is three.
Okay.
This one was where the contestants had to pose as a different race. So ethnicity. They had an ethnicity switch and they were in like blackface. Some of them were dressed as like black girls were in like Asian kimonos and had their eyes pulled back. And then they had like that race child with them and had to pose. Look at this blackface. Like,
how is that allowed?
I know. Crazy.
That was wild.
Look at this one. Are we counting? Indian girl.
Oh my God. Crazy. Are we counting down to the most horrific?
Oh, I've just got five. I'm just reading from the list.
Sorry, I wanted to know where the pecking order was.
All right. This one is when Cassie, who was open about her eating disorder, was then immediately told afterwards that she was too big. So cycle three, rumors swirled of Cassie's eating disorder from the start of the season, which was problematic in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Then in episode 7, the model opened up to Tyra about her experience with bulimia. Despite this, the model was still told by the judges that her hips and thighs were way too big. Come on, guys, get it together. And this one is the most. I think this is horrific.
Okay. Oh my God. I'm
so this was another photo shoot theme and it was in cycle 10 and it was very tone deaf where basically it was episode 1 of cycle 10 aimed to bring awareness to homeless youth by turning models into homeless women and dressing real homeless women in high-end fashion.
Like, why are the homeless people involved?
The homeless people were involved and dressed in high-end dresses and fashion, and then the models were in homeless outfits, and then one of the models was, like, quite emotional. And Jay says...
What Jay?
Silver
Jay?
Jay Alexander, Silver Jay, goes, what are you thinking, to one of the girls? And she goes, she was upset and crying, and she goes, well, she gets to wear beautiful clothes, and I'm homeless wishing I was in her shoes, says the not homeless person, the model. While the actual homeless girl is in a nice dress, and the ANTM model is upset that she's not in a nice dress, she's dressed as a homeless person.
No.
Says it's a homeless person's face. And look at a photo from the photo shoot. Like, look how they dress them as a homeless person.
Why are we getting the homeless on here? And ripping it all off of them after. Oh, episode's done. Back on the street, you go.
Literally. Fucked up.
And now they're seen on the Homeless and Toothless.
Yeah. Yeah. And just history and repeats itself. Anyway, jeez. I just thought they were some funny.
That is fucked.
They are, yeah, just those highlights. Very problematic show. Very much early 2000s. Yeah. A very early 2000s show. But I'm loving that I found it to just binge watch because it's very nostalgic. Yeah. And I can't believe I used to watch this so much when I was a literal child.
Oh, and it's probably, it's been... Like, that's what my mental health has been based around.
No wonder why our generation feels this way about ourselves and our bodies and, like, fucking everything terrible. In general. Because this is what we were raised Christ. On. Anyway, what a wild time, the 2000s. So that's my rec
I'm
for the week.
I'm surprised that they're even airing it still.
They've got a whole channel for it.
That's fucking crazy.
And they've got the Australian one as well.
Wow. Love it. Well, I'm not really watching anything else, to be honest. I think I've finished everything.
I have actually started a great show, but I don't know if it's up your alley or not.
Probably won't be, but share.
It might be one that for you to watch with Jack. But it's on Disney Plus and it's called The Stolen Girl. It's like an English show, but it's like I'm really loving it. It's kind of like based on this little girl who's like makes a friend at school, and then she's like, oh, can I go to Lucy's house to play or whatever? And the mum's never met the other mum before, but they're having a chat.
Is this the one where she's actually 22?
No.
Okay, continue.
But anyway, she's like, doesn't know the mum, but she's like, they're chatting and she looks really nice. She's like, all right, go, you can go have a play date. Anyway, and the mum suddenly is not the mum and kidnaps this girl. And they go to pick her up because she's not responding. And there's a cleaner there and it's an Airbnb. No one lives there.
Is this a TV show?
Yeah, it's a TV show.
How many episodes?
I think only 5 are out at the moment because it's a new show. But so far, it's really good.
Is the acting good?
Yeah.
Is it a UK show?
Yeah.
I always get a little bit lost with the UK.
Okay, why? To speak a different language. Their English is different to our English.
No, I get a little bit lost because I'm like, oh, look, I'm one
it's
of those
dreary.
People.
Dreary. Yeah, that's why you don't like Harry Potter.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I can't get into Harry Potter.
Yeah, it is a bit of a show. Like, it's dreary and cold.
Well, like the first episode of Adolescence, I was like, I've seen enough.
Yeah.
Like, I've just...
I was like that with Adolescence as well.
Yeah. Though.
But I know what you mean. But it is. It's good. It's good acting. So I would recommend it.
Any big actors in it?
No.
Cool. All right. Well, I'll put
oh,
it on
there's
my...
one guy, but you wouldn't know who he is.
From Harry Potter. Okay, cool. Well, yeah. I might put it on my maybe list.
<Probably won't. laughs> I'll tell Jack.
Yeah.
I'll give the rec.
Is it scary?
No, it's not scary.
Okay. Gore?
No.
Good. All right, then maybe I'll put it on my maybe watch.
Okay. Maybe I'll put it on the maybe list.
Maybe if I'm desperate. I think, yeah, I'm not really watching much else. I'm loving putting on, like, the occasional Hoarders episode.
Yeah.
To make me feel better about myself. But other than that, I'm pretty borzo. I think I'm going to start rewatching New York again.
Yeah, I feel like that way about Beverly Hills. I feel like I want to watch it from season one again.
You know what I want to do? I want to watch... Maybe we should do this tonight. We should watch that episode of New York where they go to the Berkshires and everyone's arguing.
Oh, my God. That
like,
is
I just
the want to
best. Watch that again.
Yeah, that episode so we'll is the that. Best. It reminds me of so many parties that I feel like I've been at.
Yeah.
And there's just
every
D&Ms
room is an
going
argument.
In every room. There's arguments. And then there's people, like, gossiping in one room. And then that person they're gossiping about comes into that room. Like, it's just hectic.
Oh, I love it.
Hectic. I love it. I love the Berkshires episodes. The ones where they wake up and they're so violently hungover and they're like, water, I need water.
It's so real though. Like that so is real, real housewives.
And she's in like an elf outfit.
In the shark room.
Oh, the fish is all over the...
That's your house.
Oh, literally. I feel, if you're going to relate to one of the New York housewives, who do you feel like you relate to the most? I feel like me and you are Sonia and Ramona.
Yes.
I'm Ramona. You're Sonia. Like,
you're shitting on the floor?
Yeah, I just spilled my makeup, silly.
Yeah, no, that is like, and like bickering. Yeah. They'll bicker.
They bicker all the time.
And they'll always throw each other under the bus, yeah. But then at the end of the day, they're always by each other's side.
Literally. What about that episode where they got so drunk and Sonia is butt naked, like strips all of her clothes off in the pool? No one else is naked.
Oh my God.
When
they're talking. And it's like the sunset. I think it was that same holiday that we're on and Ramona's face is like bright red.
Her and Sonia
looks like
again.
A pizza. Yeah. And Sonia's just staring at her, not listening to anything that she's said because she looks so busted.
Oh my God.
Fuck,
I love
literally
it.
Literally you and me.
I love it when back to the Berkshires episode. Bethany and Luann, when Bethany's like angry at her for copying her hair. And they both look this.
Literally. And they're going back and forth for no reason. Honestly, if that's another show that I can recommend anyone, it's not like any of the other housewives.
No, and you've like, got to watch, and like, especially, because I remember when you suggested it to me, and it wasn't like a don't bother watching it from season one kind of show. It was like a start. I think you told me to start at season eight.
Yeah, I started at season eight.
Yeah, and it is just like, yeah, never seen housewives behave like
it's not
the
like
old school New York housewives.
It's not like glamour like you see in Beverly Hills. It's not like we're going to sit down and, you know, be tasteful like these women.
But it's
women
also not like Salt
rogue.
Lake, how they're like, you know, kind of screaming each other's heads off because it's different.
Yes.
Their behavior is like erratic and you can't, it's like if you
and
look at them
individually.
And they
live in the most clapped out like apartments as well. Like just like it's not. It's money over there, but it's just not the same.
No. And just like you're looking at them individually and their behaviors individually, you're like, what the fuck? Like you look at Ramona as an individual and you're just like, you are wigged out.
Literally.
Like, what is going on?
The eyes. And just the way how she talks.
Yeah, she's so like twitchy. And even Dorinda now, like the photos that she posts like in the forest and stuff.
The heavily face-tuned. Oh, that's another thing. What are these housewives doing with face-tune?
All of them.
Someone needs to cancel their face app.
Yes. Yeah. I'm waiting for the watermark to come up.
I remember when Janet did that.
Oh.
The face app watermark. Oh, poor thing.
But like you said, though, they're doing their face and they're forgetting about their chest. So it's like this, like, porcelain skin face and then this, like, wrinkly, like, sun damaged chest and tits.
It's giving the mask.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Anyway, we should watch New York now. No? Okay. Anyway, thanks for jumping on this week.
You're welcome.
And we've only got two more to go and then you're free.
Oh, free as a bird. Who's up next?
we're taking a break.
Yeah. Our friendship needs it.
I'm knackered.
I'm exhausted from hanging out with you. I'm so bored, I could die.
Oh, all right. Let's leave it there. Have a great... Oh,
long weekend.
Long weekend.
Yes,
Anzac
Friday.
Day.
Yeah. Yep. Anzac Day.
Yes, happy.
Is it happy?
No, lest we forget. Anyway, so we'll leave it there and have a good weekend. Uro.